I'm Trucker Tom from TruckerTomPodcast.com, and you're listening to Mike Dell's World.
Winter dark always takes me by surprise. I think it's the middle of the afternoon, and all of a sudden the sky is the color of slate, with thick clotted clouds lowering themselves upon the buildings and the trees. Ranting winds skirl like bagpipes around the corners of the house, playing their insane music against the chimney. If they were men, they'd be locked up, a noise nuisance or something. Golden light, like smoldering butter, shines bluntly through the dusk. Straining out of windows, trying to cut a swath through all of this murky pitch. Birds huddle in the hedges, squirrels not moving, but to stealthily steal toward their stash of nuts, set aside for exactly such evenings as this. A dog barks somewhere, and the sound ricochets off of the stones and the barn and the iron branches, floating for a moment in the thin, brittle air, then silently sinking to the frozen ground. And stepping on the black, solid lake is pure treachery, with the deep, booming, thundering, reverberating hollowness far below, where the fish hover in icy molasses. And we look for things to celebrate in this northern borderland. In all of this sleeping of the earth, in all of the slumbering and inert forces that cause the pines to stand sentry, fence posts to line up under a blanket of white, and cars to churn to life early in the morning. We find songs to sing and dances to warm our feet, wine that oils our tongues and loosens our stories, food that fills our bellies, and even more, our connection to each other. We burn candles, read the stars, and revel in the silence of snow. Respite from the world for a short time. We embrace winter for itself, and for the spring that comes so achingly welcome afterward.
I really do wish I knew who that was that did the poem and the music there, but I don't remember. That was from the PodSafe Music Network way back in March of 09, and I played it on Mike Dell's World number 114. Like I said, that was March 9th in 2009, and I listened to that episode today, and wow, things have improved immensely in the audio department. Also, the intro there by my friend Tom Wiles, Trucker Tom, who's still at it, doing his podcast on the road. He's a long-haul truck driver and podcaster, and prolific podcaster at that, and YouTuber now. He does that was daily. I don't know what he's doing now, but you know how often he's doing them, but he was doing Trucking with Tom on YouTube, doing that every day there for a while, and I think he does it every few days. He does the podcast every so often, sometimes more, sometimes less, and it's usually pretty interesting. You often wonder what guys that are on the road like that all the time think about, and Tom's a good window into that, so go check him out, TruckerTomPodcast.com. And one of these days, I got to help him update that website. I think we installed WordPress on that several years ago. I think when Mevio went out of business or went out of the podcasting business, I think they're totally out of business now. But a few years ago or several years ago, they went out of business altogether. I think I did a commemoration show and they finally pulled the plug on PodSafe Music Network. Like I said, it's where I got that poem It's called Winter Dark, and I really do wish I knew who that was. If you do know who that is, because I that's why I listened to the episode, so I could see if I gave credit then, and I didn't. So I don't know who it is, but very apropos to living in northern Michigan during the wintertime. Although today wasn't bad. In fact, we've lost a good amount of our snow. We had a few days last week that were in the 40s, and today was in the 40s. We had a little blast of winter in between, and we're due to get another blast of winter this coming week. But you didn't come here for the weather report. Well, maybe some of you did. I know my friend that I met through the podcast via email there down in Nebraska. He's listening, and hello, and I don't have your name right in front of me because I've been doing way too much. I've been busy. It's good kind of busy. This week, after I'm done recording today, I will have been on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different podcasts this week, 2, 3 of my own, and 2 of other people's. So it's been a interesting week. If you're at all interested in, you know, business of podcasting, that's the 3 of the shows. So one of them was the New Media Show, which isn't really out yet. We recorded it this morning. Me and Todd Cochran, I was guesting on there since the other co-host, Rob Greenlee, was flying today, I guess, flying back from Nashville. He was at a conference down there. And then I also guest hosted for Mackenzie Bennett over at the Power Press podcast. That's the official Blueberry podcasting company's official podcast. And Mackenzie was also at that same conference in Nashville, along with Angelo Mandato. Jeez, I can never pronounce his name right, even though it's easy to spell. But anyway, I hosted the podcast this week for Blueberry and interviewed, or, you know, had got reports from Nashville from Mackenzie and Angelo, and that was a good time. Find that over at powerpresspodcast.com. And then, of course, I did my podcast help desk number 80 this week, where I got to interview Colin Gray from Scotland, who's another podcaster about podcasting. He does Podcraft and has a website called thepodcasthost.com. So go check him out. And I, after I'm done here, I'm going to record a Geek of the North. And you can find that over at the Modern Life Podcasting Network. That's at modernlifepodcastingnetwork.com or modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Why don't I play the promo for them, and that'll tell you where to go. If I can find it here. I moved everything around on my soundboard, so... where is that promo? Oh, I'll find it. I've been spending so much time here in the studio that everything was getting confusing, and now I totally confused myself. Here we go. I found it. This is the promo for the Modern Life Podcast Network, which Geek of the North is part of.
The Modern Life Podcast Network focuses on technology, lifestyle, business, sports, and culture. Our modern lives can be hectic, demanding one day and relaxing the next. Our hosts discuss the issues facing our modern lives and provide the answers and ideas to make the journey through life and business a bit easier. Find your new favorite podcast at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Modern issues, modern discussions.
Yeah, there you go. So go check out the Modern Life Podcast Network. And it's a lot of good shows over there, and including myself with Geek of the North. All right, enough self-promotion. Of course, since this show is named after me and it's my show, I guess it is about me. Not in a conceited way in any way. So, yeah, a lot of things on my mind lately. I hinted last episode that the next big thing is coming. Well, it's still coming. and I still can't talk about it. So that's kind of a boring topic now, isn't it? But not directly related to the next big thing is me thinking about getting a different vehicle. Now, back in August, we had a big thunderstorm slash possible tornado. You know, it wasn't confirmed, but we lost enough trees around here, and one of those trees found my Subaru and pretty much flattened it. So since that happened, we've been down to, well, I should say we were down to three cars. Yeah, it sounds terrible for just, you know, a couple with no kids at home, right? But at one time we had four of them in the driveway. I had you know, the Subaru, my van that I used for the courier business, and you know, that's my daily driver. And then we had the Subaru, which was the alternate daily driver and bad weather car. And then we have the old Cadillac Escalade that we've had forever. In fact, I talked about that in Mike Dell's World number 114, where I got the intro and that poem from. And so we've had that a long time. I'm thinking we've had that 10 years, and it's still going strong. And I had some rust repaired on it, had the whole lower half of the thing redone a few years ago. And so it's not all rusty or anything. Doesn't have a ton of miles. So keeping that around. And, you know, parts are cheap for it. It's, you know, basically it's a Tahoe with nice seats. So, you know, the seats are still nice, and all the rest of the parts are Chevy parts, so no big deal. But been thinking, you know, we're down to two cars now, because the third car that we had after the Subaru got destroyed was my wife's company car. Well, my wife has since changed companies, and her new company does not give her a car to use, which is just as well. She doesn't have to go anywhere except for back and forth to work. You know, before she was traveling a fair bit, so made sense to have a company car. But I've been thinking about going one of two ways. I don't really want to get a brand new car. That's just not my speed. I've had one brand new car in my entire life, and it's been really nice for the last several years. I've not had a car payment, and I'm debating right now whether to get something newer or go with something really old that's easy to work on. And, you know, because with my particular job, I don't have to travel much. The courier business, I got the van. The van's fine. It's got more miles than the space shuttle, but, you know, it still clips right along. And that one's cheap to fix and fairly easy to fix. So, you know, I'll keep that one around for the little bit of courier work that I do these days. You know, for a while I was doing it full time, and now just like once every couple weeks I take a run. That's that route that I do. I keep talking about, you know, the hospital route that kind of make my lap around the northern part of the state, which I've got to do in the morning. So I can't stay up and record too late tonight, but it's still early evening, so we're good to go. But I'm kind of leaning one way or the other. Either I'm going to get kind of a newer Subaru, you know, maybe three, 4 year old one, and bite the bullet and you know, get something that I'll have for a while. Or like I said, I was thinking if I could do it, if I could find a rust free, like 60s Chevy pickup truck, you know, just a, you know, plain old half ton, six cylinder manual transmission, you know, no bells and whistles whatsoever. That'd be the perfect around town car and you know, beating around here. And, you know, with the way you can buy the parts, I mean, you can get, you know, a whole engine and transmission, you know, sure, it's going to cost you a couple $1,000, $3,000 for an engine. But, you know, if the thing's rust-free and the engine's cheap and the engine is, you know, it's, I don't know, that's just a thought, you know, maybe get an old beater and just keep fixing it up and keep driving it. You know, I saw a story on the news, several months ago about this guy that worked for a grain elevator somewhere, I think in Iowa or Nebraska or somewhere out that way. And And he had a 1957 Chevy pickup truck that he bought for $50 when he started this job at the grain elevator. And he worked there 40-some years and was about to retire, and he was still driving that truck. And he didn't fix the truck up. You know, he didn't fix it up as in restore it or anything. He just fixed what broke as it broke. And you know, had duct tape holding the headlights in and everything. But, you know, if the engine went bad, he, you know, rebuilt the engine or replaced the engine and just kept driving it. You know, so he bought a truck for $50 and drove it for 40-something years. I mean, that's kind of neat. You know, of course, I'm not going to be driving anything for another 40 years, I don't suppose. But, you know, it'd be nice to maybe do that. Around here, the problem is the salt on the roads and the rust. But then again, you know, you take care of them, you wash them. In the wintertime, you know, I run the van through the car wash probably twice a week in the wintertime. And, you know, it's got a little rust on it, but, you know, it's normal for a rust belt vehicle and doesn't look terrible and still reliable. So, you know, I might do that, a little 60s Chevy pickup truck or the only reason I say Chevy, I wouldn't be opposed to a Ford or a Dodge, but Chevys seem to be easier to get parts for. And there seems to be a lot more of them around here of that vintage. So, I don't know. That's a thing. Or I was even thinking of Volkswagen, you know, an old air-cooled Beetle or bus. But, of course, the bus, they want an exorbitant amount of money for any of those anymore because they're so collectible. And the Beetles, they're still, you know, you can still buy one reasonably. And every single part of that old Beetle is available aftermarket, so you know you could keep them going in theory forever. So that's, you know, something that I'm mulling over. You know, I don't have to get anything right now. You know, the old van's still holding together and the old Cadillac's holding together. And you know, the way I look at it is, you know, every month I go without a car payment, you know, I can, you know, bank that money, and if I need to repair one of them, I've got the money to do so. And I need to replace one. I got the money to do that. So, you know, hopefully I won't have a car payment. In fact, I'm kind of aiming for not having a car payment. But that's just me. Had enough fun with credit in the past. And I'm happy to say I don't have any anymore. It's all paid for and gone. And the only payments we have are utilities and insurances and doctors and that kind of thing, and the house payment, and the house payment's nearly done too, so you know, happy times. Let's see, I think I'm going to do some more blasts from the past. I haven't played a hot buttered rum tune in a while, and I got this little promo that I always like to play.
Hey, this is Aaron Redner from Hot Buttered Rum, and you're enjoying Mike Dell's World Podcast. Just beyond the turnstiles of my memory, there's a reason I'm living out this perfect mystery. Yes, it's taken half a lifetime just to realize all the love that I've been searching for. Right between my eyes, I think I'm home. I think I'm home. How nice to look at you again. On the road, a long road. Anytime you want me, you can find me right between your eyes. Yeah, right between your eyes. Concern yourself with that beyond control. It's a complicated lesson to simplify your soul. Now keep in mind there's always time. Each breath there is a way to remind me that the path I'm on will lead me home one day. Yes, I think I'm home. Long the road, anytime you want me, you can
And if you're out in Colorado, the Hot Buttered Rum's going to be at Steve's Guitars at Carbondale, Colorado on March 2nd. March 3rd, they're going to be at the Old Town Pub in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And the 4th, they're going to be at Stargazers in Colorado Springs. And let's see, the Berkeley Ballroom at Frisco, Colorado, and they got a whole bunch of dates in Oregon, Washington, California, Arizona, then they're coming to Minnesota, Madison, Wisconsin, Chicago, Milwaukee, all kinds of places, so they're kind of on their winter, spring tour. Go check those guys out. They're very good. Got to see them when they were here in Traverse City and got them to do some liners for me. Gave me permission to play their music, so that's a great thing. Go check them out at hotbutteredrum.net and check out their tour dates if you want to go see some good bluegrassy type stuff.
We've all heard about the recent abuse of GoFundMe pages on Facebook, such as the morons trying to raise money after spending everything they own on Powerball tickets, or the woman who needed cash to get a marijuana tattoo removed from her forehead. Now, the creators of the GoFundMe platform have created something to stop this rampant abuse. It's called the GoFundYourself page.
GoFundYourself!
How do GoFundYourself accounts work? There's just three easy steps. Number one, get off your ass. Number two, get a job. Number three, get a life. Complete those three easy steps and you're ready to go fund yourself.
Go fund yourself.
This message paid for by the 50% of the country still working and paying taxes.
Go fund yourself.
This podcast is meant for educational purposes only. Void where prohibited. Some assembly required. Batteries not included. Items may be closer than they appear. Contents may settle during shipment. Use only as directed. No other warranty expressed or implied. Do not use while operating a motor vehicle or heavy equipment. Subject to approval. This is not an offer to sell securities. Apply only to affected area. May be too intense for some listeners. For recreational use only. All models over 18 years of age. No user serviceable parts inside. Freshest if used before the date on carton. Subject to change without notice. All times approximate. Simulated picture. Breaking seal constitutes acceptance of agreement. For off-road use only, as seen on TV. One size fits all, contains a substantial amount of non-tobacco ingredients. Colors may, in time, fade. Slippery when wet. Office use only. Edited for television. Keep in a cool, dry place. Process promptly. List was current at the time of recording. Not responsible for direct, indirect, incidental, or consequential damages resulting from any defect, error, or failure to perform. Penalty for private use. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal. Do not write below this line. Your canceled check is your receipt. Avoid contact with skin. Sanitize for your protection. Slightly higher west of the Mississippi. Beware of dogs. Contestants have been briefed on some questions before the show. You must be present to win. No purchase necessary. Use only in a well-ventilated area. Keep away from fire or flame. Approved for veterans. Price does not include taxes. Not recommended for children. Pre-recorded for this time zone. Reproduction is strictly prohibited. No solicitors. No alcohol, dogs, or horses. No anchovies unless otherwise specified. First pull up, then pull down. Call toll-free before digging. Driver does not carry cash. Some of the trademarks mentioned in this product appear for identification purposes only. Decision of the judges is final. This supersedes all previous notices. Now back to your regularly scheduled podcast. No podcasters, plants, or animals were harmed in the making of this disclaimer.
Yeah, that was a blast from the past. I did that a long time ago. And if you notice the quality of my voice there, whether you like it or not, that was a condenser microphone in a fairly quiet environment. So, you know, that just proves to, you know, the podcaster types that a condenser mic can work for certain things. But yeah, that was recorded back in the Benzoid Report days. I don't know, I guess that'd be prior to episode 70, something like that. You know, don't know the exact history, and I guess that doesn't matter much. But yeah, kind of kicking it old school today, playing. You know, this is kind of the format of what podcasting was, you know, back in 2005, 2006, 2007. You know, it was kind of a variety show, at least mine was, and there were several others like it. And it's just kind of fun to once in a while sit down and do this kind of show. And I got to get with Jim Farley, by the way. We used to do What's Up With That. In fact, I have a Adam Curry thing for that I tend to play too much. But, geez, my soundboard really is not... not as much fun as it used to be. And see, I had to even go off mic a little bit to find it. But let me start that over. Jim Farley and I used to do a show called What's Up With That.
Dude, what's up with that?
And anyway, there, that was the clip. But I got to get with Jim and record one of those. We do that periodically and throw it in this feed here. And just call it Mike Dell's World, What's Up With That? And... it's just a lot of fun. Usually it's just Jim and I catching up on our lives and what's going on in podcasting. You know, he's started a new podcast is starting a new podcast. They got the promo out and the website up and the hosting set and all that. So it's him and Rich Palmer. Rich Palmer, who did this promo right here.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Yeah, and every time I play that promo, I have to look at my wrist because I thought I heard my watch go off. But I know that's not true because today my watch, which is solar powered, you know, solar charged, you can tell it's winter. About February, it dies. So luckily, it was kind of sunny today, so I set it out on the barbecue grill and in the sun, and hopefully it got enough charge to start working again. Otherwise, I'm going to have to do the old lamp trick. I've got a full-spectrum lamp here, you know, one of those SAD lamps, seasonal affective disorder lamps. You know, those of us that live this far north sometimes... get a little depressed because of the lousy weather, you know, as that poem at the beginning of this episode was talking about. So, you know, we have one of those lamps and you turn that on and sit in front of it and do your stuff and supposedly it makes you feel better. Yeah, I never really needed it, but it's handy for charging my solar watch. Of course, that's probably the most efficient or inefficient way to charge something solar powered, but that's beside the point. Well, I think this is going to be it. It's a little over half hour. I think that's good enough. Hopefully you enjoyed my little blast from the past, musical interludes and funny disclaimers and that kind of stuff. I didn't play any comedy music. I guess I could have, but I didn't, and I'm not going to. But what I am going to do, speaking of Adam Curry, you know, who's kind of started this whole podcast thing, at least in my world, and since this show is called Mike Dell's World, that's what counts here. I remember when Adam Curry rented his condo in San Francisco. That's when Podshow, the company that turned into Mevio, was in its heyday. And he was commuting back and forth from Guilford, England to San Francisco. So he got an apartment or a condo in San Francisco. And I remember he played this song, which is also from the PodSafe Music Network. And I don't know, just it's kind of a nice song, kind of mellow, kind of laid back. So we'll catch you next time on Mike Dell's World. And be sure to check me out in all the other places that I podcast. And I will catch you later.
Nothing's wrong, but it's all right. Lay me down to sleep tonight. Toss and turn, sleep won't come. I'm restless for the sun. A dream with you in view. Better times and dreams come true. Eyes wide open, tell me where's the dawn? Restless for the sun. The view from here don't darken, yet shout so clear in my mind. Dawn breaking through darkness. Dreams come true, better times. So hold me close. Speak to me of all the dreams we've yet to see. Can't wait to see you when the morning comes. Restless for the sun. sun.